Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. California will hold a special election in November to decide whether to approve a new congressional district map that would help Democrats win more U.S. House seats. Texas Republicans have advanced their own redrawn map to add the same number of seats to the House.
We'll be the first state in U.S. history to, in the most democratic way, submit to the people of our state the ability to determine their own maps.
California Governor Gavin Newsom before signing a bill setting up a November election on a new congressional map designed to help Democrats win five more U.S. House seats in next year's midterm elections. California currently relies on an independent commission to draw maps. It's supposed to be nonpartisan, so voters' permission is needed to implement the new one. Newsom says the move comes in response to Texas Republicans who have advanced their own redrawn map at President Trump's urging.
We got here because the president of the United States is one of the most unpopular presidents in U.S. history. We got here because he recognizes that he will lose the election. Congress will go back into the hands of the Democratic Party next November.
Texas's maps still need a final vote in the Republican-controlled state Senate, which is scheduled to meet again Friday. After that, Republican Governor Greg Abbott's signature will be all that's needed to make that map official. I'm Ben Thomas.
And AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports President Trump has scored a win in New York State's civil lawsuit against him.
New York Attorney General Letitia James had accused the president of exaggerating his wealth to deceive lenders and insurers.
He perfected the art of the steal.
The then ex-president denied it last year, arguing the case was politically motivated.
They don't have any evidence against us.
But a judge's ruling meant Trump was on the hook for more than $500 million. Today, an appeals panel ruled that's excessive and threw it out.
They said this was a fake case. It's a terrible thing, but it's a nice victory, you know?
The ruling comes 7 months after Trump returned to office. His Justice Department is investigating whether James violated his civil rights.
Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has been arrested on allegations of misusing public funds during his tenure as president. And the world's leading authority on food crises says the Gaza Strip's largest city is being gripped by famine. UN humanitarian chief Tom Fletcher says Israel needs to let humanitarian aid groups into Gaza.
My ask, my plea, my demand to Prime Minister Netanyahu and anyone who can reach him, enough, ceasefire. Open the crossings, north and south, all of them.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has denied there is hunger in Gaza, calling reports of starvation lies promoted by Hamas. World shares were mixed ahead of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's high-profile speech today at the annual economic symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on Niger's army claiming to have killed a Boko Haram leader.
The army in Niger says it's killed a senior leader of Boko Haram in a targeted airstrike. State television reported Thursday night that the August 15th strike in the Lake Chad region killed Ibrahim Bakura and dozens of militants. The army said Bakura, who was in his mid-40s, was tracked for several weeks before the strike. Boko Haram are a homegrown group of jihadis considered one of the world's deadliest armed groups. It began its insurgency in Nigeria in 2009, causing around 35,000 civilian deaths and displacing more than 2 million people. Bakura's death is part of a renewed response by regional intelligence agencies against armed groups in West and Central Africa. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, thanks for listening.
President Trump is blaming renewable energy sources for skyrocketing electricity prices. On the campaign trail, the then former president promised to slash power bills.
I predict within 12 months it'll be down 50%.
But electricity prices are rising at more than twice the rate of inflation. On social media, the president's lashing out at wind and solar power as the scam of the century. Energy analysts, though, say renewable sources have little to do with the hikes, which are actually based on things like increased demand, extreme weather, and aging infrastructure. Democrats are blaming the president for the higher prices, noting his massive tax and spending cuts bill hamstrings clean energy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that President Donald Trump's former lawyer, Alina Haba, has been unlawfully serving as the top federal prosecutor in New Jersey, saying that she's not statutorily eligible to perform the functions and duties of the Office of the United States Attorney and has therefore unlawfully held the role since July 24, 2025. The attorney of two New Jersey defendants facing federal drug trafficking charges had sought to block the charges against his clients, arguing that Haba did not have the authority to prosecute the case when her 120-day term as interim U.S. attorney expired. The new ruling currently is on hold, pending an appeal. Federal investigators scrutinizing gender-affirming care providers demanded that at least one hospital hand over information about individual patients. The Justice Department sent subpoenas to at least 20 doctors and clinics, saying it was investigating health care fraud and other issues, including documents to identify by name, date of birth, Social Security number, address, and parent guardian information of patients who were prescribed puberty blockers or hormone therapy. The requests also covered personnel files for various categories of hospital employees, information about patient intake procedures, and about which insurance billing codes the hospital used for gender-affirming care. Several clinics across the United States have ended or restricted their services since those requests were sent. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration says it's reviewing every foreigner with a valid U.S. visa for potential deportable violations. That's more than 55 million people. The State Department says all visa holders are subject to continuous vetting as it looks for any indication that they could be ineligible for one, including criminal activity or threats to public safety. The department says if it finds such information, the visa will be revoked, and if the visa holder is in the U.S., they would be subject to deportation. President Trump says he'll take to the Capitol streets tonight as part of his immigration crackdown. The president tells conservative commentator Todd Starnes he'll be out on patrol with police and the military. His presence would be the White House's latest show of force as his surge of federal law enforcement and National Guard troops hits the two-week mark.
If I were to come here, highlight what they're doing, say thank you in person.
Vice President Vance visited troops at Union Station yesterday. As protesters gathered outside, the crackdown has put some residents on edge, particularly the immigrant population. Federal authorities have been using checkpoints to screen vehicles, sometimes asking people their immigration status after stopping them. The latest Russian strike on Ukraine is injecting more uncertainty into U.S.-led efforts to stop the war. It was a rare drone and missile attack on western Ukraine, and the targets included an American-owned electronics plant. Russia has kept up strikes since Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky was at the White House Monday with European allies, who are looking at how to deploy military assets in Ukraine to deter any post-war strikes. Military leaders from several nations met this week in Washington to work on options. But Russia's top diplomat says making security arrangements without Moscow being involved is pointless. The Kremlin has said it will not accept troops from NATO nations being deployed inside Ukraine. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
American and European Union officials have released a bare-bones account of their trade deal that imposes a 15% import tax on 70% of European goods exported to the United States. But it's a work in progress, as officials have left blank key areas such as wine and spirits, as well as steel, and they've indicated that talks will continue continue on those and a slew of other important sectors. The US and the EU have the largest bilateral trading relationship in the world, involving $2 trillion in annual transatlantic business. European officials have had to defend the deal against dismay from businesses and member governments at the higher tariffs and criticism that the EU gave away too much. Maros Sefcovic, the EU Trade Commissioner, said in a news conference,
"The alternative, a trade war with sky-high tariffs and political escalation, helps no one."
Both the US and the EU have said that the document made public on Thursday was only a first step in a process that can be further expanded to cover additional areas. I'm Karen Shamas.
California is planning to act fast after Texas advanced new congressional maps to boost Republicans.
88 ayes and 52 nays, House Bill 4 is finally passed.
Texas Republicans passed a map creating five new winnable seats for the GOP in the state's House of Representatives on Wednesday. President Donald Trump pushed Republican-controlled states to redraw their legislative maps to give his party a better chance of holding on to control of the U.S. House of Representatives in the midterm elections. In response, California is planning to pass a map to create five new winnable Democratic seats. Governor Gavin Newsom.
Look, what we're doing neutralizes what's happening in Texas. People have this chance with this ballot on November 4th to stand up to the rule of law, stand up for co-equal branches of government, stand up to, yes, Donald Trump.
Unlike in Texas, though, the California seats can't become official unless approved by voters. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Just as the fall semester is getting underway at colleges around the country, false reports of active shooters at Villanova University and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga led to panic and temporary lockdowns Thursday. Ashley Choi works in the library at Villanova.
It was definitely scary. I'm not going to lie to you. It was really, really scary to have someone yell at you, get out, while holding a weapon. But I know there are professionals.
Villanova President Peter M. Donahue called the report a cruel hoax. And Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer says they're investigating the source.
We are going to make sure we do use every tool in the toolbox to trace these calls.
That sound courtesy WPVI. I'm Ben Thomas.
Police in Florida are still investigating the death of pro wrestling icon Hulk Hogan. Hogan, real name Terry Bollea, died last month of what the medical examiner said was a heart attack. Police in Clearwater, Florida, say the Hogan case is unique and has required them to interview multiple witnesses and seek medical records from a variety of providers. Hogan was 71. Paramedics and police rushed to his beachfront home following a 911 call. That call and police body camera video of the scene have not been released. A police statement said all of this takes time. Police have previously said there was no evidence of foul play. Hulk Hogan's daughter, Brooke, said on Instagram earlier this month his cremation was postponed because of family questions and mentioned paying for an autopsy, saying his dignity and legacy deserves it. I'm Ed Donahue.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating what they say are numerous incidents involving Tesla's driver assistance and self-driving features submitted to the agency several months after crashes, instead of within 5 days as required. The probe comes 2 months after Tesla rolled out its self-driving taxi service in Austin, Texas, with plans for a nationwide rollout. The company also plans to send over-the-air software updates to millions of Teslas already on the road that will allow owners to use the autonomous driving feature. Investors enthusiastic about those plans have kept Tesla's stock aloft despite plunging sales and profits due to boycotts over Elon Musk's political activities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Six bodies have been recovered from a Colorado dairy, but there aren't any details about their deaths. The Southeast Wildfire Protection District said that rescue crews entered a confined space at the dairy and recovered the bodies. A spokesperson for the local sheriff's office says her agency responded to what she described as an emergency at the dairy. She said it appeared to be an accident, but didn't elaborate on the nature of the emergency or say where exactly the bodies were found. The dairy is located near Keensburg on the Colorado Plains, about 35 miles northeast of Denver. A jury has acquitted a Memphis man charged with organizing the daytime ambush killing of rapper Young Dolph. Mobbing in the Bentley, smoking moon. Hey, rocks. Hey. A Memphis jury deliberated about 3 hours before finding 45-year-old Hernandez Govan not guilty of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Young Dolph was shot at a Memphis bakery in November 2021. Govan was not accused of shooting young Dolph, but prosecutors claimed he directed the two people who did. The jury, however, was not convinced, despite a man's testimony that Govan hired him to do the hits and was going to take $10,000 as his cut. Govan's lawyer questioned the quality of the police investigation and the validity of cell phone communications between Govan and the men who shot young Dolph, arguing that nothing in the communications directly incriminated Govan or tied him to the killings. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Hurricane Erin is slowly moving out to sea, but not before whipping up some fun in New York City. At Rockaway Beach in Queens, it's the perfect scenario for Scott Klossner.
This is what surfers want. This is what a hurricane that comes and doesn't destroy my house. Ace. I'll take that.
He was among those on his board, as was Emma Fissinger.
I could barely sleep.
In anticipation of the swells.
These could be the waves that get you, like, in a magazine.
Still, forecasters warned those swells will keep whipping up life-threatening rip currents from New England to the Carolinas. Erin battered the Outer Banks with wind and waves. Tropical storm conditions were also in effect along the Virginia coast. I'm Sagar Meghani.
A former top aide to New York City Mayor Eric Adams is facing new charges. Adams's former chief of staff and closest confidant, Ingrid Lewis Martin, is one of seven people facing new charges in the corruption investigation that has swirled around City Hall for 2 years. Adams himself has not been charged, but the case will thrust the corruption allegations that have dogged the Democrat back into focus while he runs for re-election. Others facing charges include Lewis Martin's son, Glenn D. Martin, former state senator Jesse Hamilton, and two of Adams's political donors, siblings Tony and Gina Argento. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
It's going to cost more for a popular video game console. Sony has raised the price of its PlayStation 5 consoles in the U.S. by $50, effective immediately. The price change affects the standard PlayStation 5, the digital edition, and the Pro. Sony says prices will not change for PlayStation 5 games. Sony has said the company has been working to diversify its supply chain to alleviate the impact of tariffs in the U.S. Microsoft bumped up prices for Xbox consoles in March, and Nintendo has increased prices for its original Switch console and accessories for the Switch 2. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Seth Sutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell to their fifth straight loss in a muted day of trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Thursday. The index hasn't risen since hitting its latest all-time high last Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 152 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Walmart lost 4.5%. The big retailer reported weaker profits for the spring than the market was expecting. Nvidia and other big tech stocks held a bit steadier following 2 days of sharp swings. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.33%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Home sales rose last month. The reasons include a modest pullback in mortgage rates, a slight improvement in affordability, and there was a bigger supply of homes to choose from, the most in over 5 years. Home prices rose for the 25th consecutive month, but the rate of growth continues to slow. Spring is typically the busiest home buying season. This season is considered a bust. High mortgage rates put off many potential home buyers, so did high prices. The housing market has been in a slump since 2022. The National Association of Realtors says first-time home buyers accounted for 28% of home sales last month. Historically, they make up 40% of home sales. I'm Ed Donahue.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Roman Anthony slugged a decisive two-run homer in the eighth inning of his Bronx debut and had three RBIs in the Red Sox 6-3 series opening win over the rival Yankees.
It was awesome. Quite the atmosphere, especially for us. And you know, we know the rivalry, and it was exciting.
In golf, Russell Henley birdied his last three holes to shoot 61 and take a two-stroke first-round lead in the finale of the FedEx Cup playoffs at the Tour Championship.
I just felt like I was at peace if I missed, you know. I felt like I was clear on my reads.
NFL Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on Michael Irvin's YouTube channel says he offered disgruntled All-Pro linebacker Micah Parsons a record guaranteed money deal for a non-quarterback. And college football, the Southeastern Conference is moving to a 9-game conference schedule beginning in 2026. The NFL has increased security at its offices following a shooting last month at a Manhattan building by a gunman, authorities authorities say was targeting league headquarters. The league previously recommended enhanced security measures at team and league facilities. They will be reviewed at a special league meeting on August 26th. NFL employees are back in their offices after working remotely in the weeks following the shooting that killed four people and injured a league employee. Hundreds of women will flock to Washington on Friday to take their first swings at turning their professional baseball dreams into reality. Set to debut next year, the Women's Pro Baseball League is holding the first pro women's baseball tryouts in more than 80 years in partnership with Major League Baseball's Washington Nationals. The U.S. hasn't had a pro women's league since the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, the one immortalized in a league of their own, dissolved in 1954. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Thailand's former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat has been acquitted of a royal defamation charge in a case that could have sent him to prison for up to 15 years.
What is your reaction, sir?
The 76-year-old smiled and waved to supporters as he left the courtroom in Bangkok. His lawyer confirmed the verdict outside court, saying the claimant couldn't prove the accusation well enough. The court's press release said it found the witnesses and evidence were too weak to support a conviction. Thaksin was originally charged in 2016 over remarks he made a year earlier to journalists in South Korea. The case wasn't pursued at the time because he was in exile. In Thailand, the law on defaming the monarchy is punishable by up to 15 years in prison. It's among the harshest such laws globally, and it's increasingly been used in the country to punish government critics. Israel's defense minister has warned that Gaza City could be destroyed. That's unless Hamas accepts Israel's conditions to end the war as the country prepares for an expanded offensive in the area. Israel Katz wrote on a post on social media platform X, "The gates of hell will soon open on the heads of Hamas until they agree to Israel's conditions for ending the war." His comments come a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would allow the military to mount a major operation to seize Gaza City. Netanyahu added that negotiations would also restart with Hamas, aimed at returning all the remaining hostages and ending the war on Israel's terms. The wide-scale operation in Gaza City could start within days. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Officials have confirmed the arrest of a man suspected to be one of the coordinators of the 2022 undersea explosions that damaged the Nord Stream gas pipelines between Russia and Germany. The Ukrainian man was detained in the early hours in San Clemente, about 7 miles inland from the Italian Adriatic coast resort of Rimini. He was found after Italian authorities were alerted to his possible presence in the country, according to Italian police. Officers raided a bungalow where the suspect was staying with his family for a few days. Police said he surrendered without resistance. The man was detained on a European arrest warrant that was issued Monday by German authorities. Israel's government has given final approval for a controversial settlement project in the occupied West Bank. The settlement development of E1, as it's known, which is on land east of Jerusalem in the occupied West Bank, would effectively cut the territory in two. Palestinians and rights groups say the settlement could destroy hopes for a future Palestinian state. Hagit Ofran from Peace Now, an organization that tracks settlement expansion in the West Bank.
We are actually cutting the West Bank into north and south, and no Palestinian continuity can be achieved if Israel is actually making an Israeli corridor into the heart of the Palestinian state.
The international community overwhelmingly considers Israeli settlement construction in the West Bank to be illegal and an obstacle to peace. Dozens of Palestinians were killed when attempting to get aid in Gaza as Israeli troops shot at the crowd, as Israel pushes forward in its plan to call up tens of thousands of army reservists. As Israel's military continues to pound Gaza with airstrikes, Israel's defense minister has said Israel plans to call up tens of thousands of reservists to expand Israel's offensive in Gaza City. The move comes amid international concerns about the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where many Palestinians are displaced and facing famine. It also comes as at least 27 Palestinians were killed and more than 100 were wounded on Wednesday in northwestern Gaza as a crowd rushed towards a UN convoy transporting humanitarian aid. A local health official confirmed that the majority were killed by gunshots fired by Israeli troops, whilst the rush towards the trucks and the stampede killed and injured others. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.